Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The 3 o'clock hour on the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Rami Makhlouf, along with the one and only Bart Winkler. Also coming in this hour, leaping in on the action out here at Kedish Park, is the Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler. Also coming up this hour on the Wendy's Big Show, actually 1 hour from right now, we'll talk with Tom Kesnick, the godfather of fantasy football. He's going to take your questions at 414-799-1250. You can tweet them in right now at 105.7 FM The Fan with the hashtag Big Fantasy, and Tom will take those questions coming up at 4 o'clock. From 4 to 4:30, we'll squeeze in as many of you as we can. Right now, we want to know, we know you wanted Khalil Mack. He's off the market. Do you think Earl Thomas would be worth the asking price that the Seattle Seahawks are asking for the 29-year-old safety? And according to some reports, Bart, from, and Pete Doherty had this in his article today, the Seahawks have already turned down an offer of a second-round draft pick from the Dallas Cowboys. And Earl Thomas comes in here not only at that price, should the Packers get in on the bidding if he is on the trade market, but he's going to want a new deal. That's why he's not happy in Seattle right now, and he's looking at top-of-the-market deals for his position, like the one that Eric Berry set last year with a 6-year contract that averages $13 million and included $29.8 million in full guarantees. Earl Thomas, at the age of 29, and at that price tag financially, and the price tag of what they're asking for in a trade, if a second-round pick wasn't enough from the Dallas Cowboys, for me, that's too high, and especially for a position when you look at the Green Bay Packers that I don't even necessarily see as a weakness. I know how you feel about Ha Ha Clinton Dix, but he's serviceable. He's at least serviceable, and I like what I've seen from Bryce so far in the first two games of the season and what we saw from him when he needed to step in last year in spot duty. I don't think that you need a safety upgrade necessarily. I don't think he's that great an upgrade at the age of 29, and I'm certainly not giving a 29-year-old safety a 6-year deal at the value of the top of his position. It's just not worth it to me. Earl Thomas makes you better at safety, but not that much better, and not for long enough that I'm giving up all that money and that all those assets to put him in a Packers uniform.
So Earl Thomas was holding out, right?
Yes.
And then he ultimately showed up. And he's playing.
Yes.
What happened to trading for guys? And, like, why, if the Packers trade for him, do they automatically have to sign him to an extension? And Jimmy Butler, we were talking about him last hour. Like, these guys, it seems like in baseball, there's rentals. There's expiring deals. And you trade for him, and then the guy goes somewhere else. But in football and basketball, it's like, well, if you trade for the guy, you got to extend him. I wanted the Packers to trade for Khalil Mack, give him a little bit of a raise to get him in camp, and then play him for a year if he would go for that. Now, if he wouldn't go for that, we're seeing with Le'Veon Bell that guys don't want to risk injury without guaranteed money. And ultimately, I think football will have guaranteed money. But I said if Mack will agree to it, I would have traded 2 first-rounders for 1 year of Khalil Mack. I mean, I would have done that because the weakness is pass rush, and they don't have that in Green Bay. And we saw the difference that he's made in two games already. And I would like this team to go to a Super Bowl at some point, and I think Khalil Mack could have maybe been the missing piece. Now, again, I'm not mad that the Packers didn't get him per se, because they made an offer, the Bears made an offer, Raiders took the Bears' offer. If you think the Packers should have said, hey, Raiders, we'll give you 3 first-round picks to start the negotiations – yeah, you could say that after the first half, but nobody was saying that 2 weeks ago. It's crazy talk. That's not how you start a trade negotiation. With Earl Thomas, safety maybe isn't as big of a concern as pass rush. But Ha-Ha is in a contract year, and I haven't seen the jump yet from him. Kentrell Bryce, I was really worried when he got hurt in training camp. But then he had a rough game on Sunday. Jermaine Whitehead, special teams guy, Josh Jones, battling injury. They could certainly use him. If they're going to make a deal, if they're going to make a trade, or if they're going to make a move, I'd like to see the Packers make one at linebacker or defensive end and get someone in here that can rush the quarterback from the front seven. But if you can't get that guy and you go the Brewers route where they couldn't get a starting pitcher, so they went and tried to get offense.
But I don't think those two situations are really comparable.
If the Packers can't get pass rush and they want to bolster their secondary instead, I don't think a second-round pick is necessarily too high.
Well, a second-round pick apparently isn't enough, and that was the Cowboys' second-round pick. You run into the same thing here that you run into when you talk about the Khalil Mack deal. A Bears' first-round pick is worth a lot more than a Packers' first-round pick because they're going to have a higher pick. And you can say the same thing about the Cowboys and the Packers. If a Cowboys' second-round pick wasn't enough, then you know a Packers' second-round pick wasn't enough. You're probably going to have to throw in a fourth or a fifth or maybe even a third-round pick along with that to get Earl Thomas and then give him a deal that's top of the market for his position at the age of 29. For a position where you really don't need an upgrade.
But then you're assuming that Clinton Dix is staying?
He's serviceable for this year at least.
So if you're trading for Earl Thomas, you've got an eye on the future if you're going to extend him.
He's 29. Do guys get better at the age of 30 in this league to the point where you're giving him a big contract with a lot of guaranteed money?
How old's Mac?
27.
27, 29.
That's 2 years. Those are two very, very crucial years when you're talking about an NFL career. You're talking about getting a guy two more years in his prime. The prime, I think, in the NFL for guys who stick around and have the talents of a Khalil Mack or an Earl Thomas is from 26 to 30. So you're talking about a guy who's 27. You're getting 3 years in his prime at least. With Earl Thomas, you're getting one more year maybe in his prime, and then it's downhill from there. That's a huge difference.
Here's what I want to see out of the Packers, and this may go against a lot of people or how we've been trained to think. I want to see them do what they have to do to win this year. So if you give up draft picks, that's why I said I would give up two first-rounders for 1 year Khalil Mack. If that situation was presented to
that's me, crazy,
I would have done that.
No.
You've got two first-rounders. And again, with these picks, what you're hoping to do is acquire guys that are even close to a Khalil Mack or close to an Earl Thomas. If Earl Thomas can make the team better this year, I'm okay. You want a two and a three? Here, take a five with it. I want to see this team get better this year. The window is closing. We thought in the first half against the Bears that the season was over again. We all had that thought. That the season was over.
I never had that thought. Well, if Aaron Rodgers...
Right, well, we thought he was hurt.
If that injury was serious...
That's what we thought. Okay, we thought Rodgers was hurt.
If that's what you mean.
And we thought the season was over again. And he's been able to come back. And now he's got a knee injury. I don't think Rodgers is injury prone. I really don't. But, you can't lose another year of Rodgers. You've got him back. He seems fine. You don't know how long that's going to last. Get what you need to get to win this year. I'll worry about next year. That's just a philosophy that I've had in sports. And I know some people like to hoard draft picks and tank or whatever. But if you've got an opportunity to win this year, why wait until next year? The NFL is so fluid, there's probably going to be a strike in a few years, with the guaranteed contracts that they want. Just try to win this year, and worry about next year. That's just my general philosophy.
So you would do it?
For a second-round pick?
A second and another pick. It might be third, it might be fourth,
yeah,
might be
Earl
fifth.
Thomas for a second and a third, not guaranteeing that he's going to get extended. I guess I would do that,
You're
yeah.
going even farther than I thought anybody would go. That you would get him in without even...
You've got two first-round picks next year.
Without even having the extension in hand.
You've got two first-round picks next year. You don't know if they're going to hit. You've got two first-round... You can always trade one of those for two more if you're really just pick-hungry. I just want the team to do what they have to do to win this year. That's what I want out of my Packers.
I don't think it's
my
worth
backers.
It. I don't think it's worth it. I don't think it's worth what you're going to give up for him in a trade, and I certainly don't think it's worth what you'd have to sign him for in an extension. And the whole deal is completely out of the question if I'm the Packers and there isn't an extension agreed to. If I'm draft picks are valuable assets, man. I don't think you're valuing draft picks as much as you should be, especially in the NFL. Because you miss on so many of them, you need to stockpile those so that you can hit on more of them, because you're only going to hit on a certain percentage of picks. So you can't just be throwing those things around like candy. That doesn't make any sense to me. And again, this is what Pete Doherty said, according to NFL scouts that he talked to, two said a second rounder was offered by the Dallas Cowboys. Another said a third. That means it's going to take at least a second and probably something else if you're the Packers. Is that a price you're willing to pay? And would you pay what it would take an extension? Or are you like Bart, you'd make the deal with no extension in place? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 1057FM The Fan. We're live out here at Kedish Park for the 11th annual Walk for Health and Wellness. It's DeWendy's Big Show. It's a Football Friday, and we're back right after this.
Well, the Badgers walked Michigan bad.
It's DeWendy's Big Show live from Kedish Park for the 11th annual Walk for Health and Wellness. I'm Rami Makhlouf, along with the one and only Bart Winkler. Leroy Butler should be here momentarily, expecting him to leap in about 3:30. 4 o'clock, Tom Kesnick takes your fantasy questions. You can start tweeting those now at 1057FM The Fan with the hashtag BigFantasy. Right now we're asking, would you pay the price it's going to take to get Earl Thomas, 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 1057FM The Fan. We talked so much about Khalil Mack in the first segment of this hour and the comparisons of that to this deal that a slip of the tongue there. He's gone, but Earl Thomas is not. Here's a tweet from Alessio. He says, yes, sir, big improvement over HaHa and Bryce. Rather re-sign Earl Thomas than HaHa. HaHa scared to hit. Two hand-touching opposing players is not what we need back there. I think people are a little too hard on HaHa. And I think I'm including you in that group of people.
Well, I think with HaHa, when I think of HaHa Clinton Dix, I think of the Vikings game last year. I know they lost. I know they didn't care, and you could see that. I think of the preseason where he doesn't like to tackle. I just, with my secondary guys, I want guys like what you've seen out of Kevin King this year and Alexander and Josh Jackson, guys that if there's an open guy in space, they run up to and make that tackle, guys that are quick, guys that are physical. That's been something that's been missing for the Packers for so long. I feel like Earl Thomas would fit that more than...
How much more of that do you think is left in Earl Thomas?
More than I think I see out of HaHa, I guess. I think of it this way. I think of the Packers going from a softer, more passive defense under Dom to a quicker, more physical defense under Mike Pettine. And so if you're going to do that kind of defense, you've got to get guys that fit that mold. I just want to see guys that will help the team this year. I've seen some tweets too. Eric Reed, still available.
Seen a couple of those come in.
I'd
rather do that if I'm a Packers fan.
Well, yeah, I'd rather do that too, because they're going to cost you less.
It's not going to cost you the draft picks, and that's not a guy who's, I would assume, since he's still out of a job for whatever reason you may choose to accept as the reason that he's out of a job, but I don't think he can at this point be looking for the same amount of money or years that an Earl Thomas could, regardless of what Eric Reed's track record is. So he's not going to cost you the draft picks, and he's not going to cost you the money that an Earl Thomas would. It's a far lower risk with an Eric Reed than it is with an Earl Thomas. And honestly, I don't think the reward is that much different from Earl Thomas to Eric Reed. So if you're going to add safety help, I'll take Eric Reed over Earl Thomas at that price every day.
So if Earl Thomas is available from a Packers standpoint, and he's a quote-unquote rental, what's the most you think they should give up?
I don't think the Seattle Seahawks would accept what I would give up, because for a rental, I'm not giving up more than a third-round pick, and the only reason I consider that is the point you brought up earlier, which is that you have two first-round picks. So you're either going to get better talent in the first round should you choose to use those, or you can trade one for more picks in later rounds, the second, third, fourth round, whatever the case might be. So I don't think what I'd be willing to give up for Earl Thomas, especially as a rental, is something that the Seahawks would be interested in at all if they wouldn't take a second-round pick from the Cowboys.
So then what are the Packers going to do? They're going to draft a guy, develop him.
Yes.
And then let the Bills have Micah Hyde's good years.
Yes.
Draft him, develop him, let the Chargers have Casey Hayward's good years. I mean, is that how we're going to continue to run the secondary?
I don't think you can ever run a franchise of any kind, not even just sports. You can't run an organization of any kind based off fear of past mistakes, especially past mistakes that other people have made. This isn't Ted Thompson's Packers anymore. I know he's involved. I know that Brian Gutekunst is a disciple of Ted Thompson and one of his underlings, but he's already shown that he's going to take a different style to structuring this roster than what Ted Thompson did. So I feel like your reasoning is coming out of fear of something that hasn't worked in the past for the Packers, and that's irrelevant to the Packers today and moving forward, isn't it?
If you've got an opportunity to improve this defense now, Rom Dog, if you've got an opportunity to do that, I think you'd – I didn't know where I'd go on this, honestly. I haven't been thinking about Earl Thomas a lot, but if you present the scenarios that you present, I mean, I don't want this season to come down to what they've always come down to. So there is some fear of that. Aaron Rodgers having a decent playoff game, the defense giving it up. I mean, do we want to go through that again this season? So if there's an opportunity to counter that, then I guess I'm for it, yeah.
Let's get in D, formerly of the East Side, formerly of Fenimore. He dialed 414-799-1250. Now he's in Colorado and on the Wendy's Big Show. Hello, D.
Hey, what's good with you, my peoples?
D! Bart,
my dude. Hey, check this out, right? I think y'all overvalue a pass rush a little bit too much. Now, I'm kind of confused with this Earl Thomas situation because I do want a dope safety. Because in my time of being a Packers fan, I just seen pretty decent pass rushes on this team. But we have had a hard time from the Atari Bigbees to the Mark Romans of getting a safety. And every time they had a decent safety, and this is one of the reasons why Leroy Butler should be a Hall of Famer, we won a Super Bowl. The reason why Nick Collins had Hall of Fame potential, we won a Super Bowl. But when we don't have somebody on that back end, it don't matter how much of a pass rush you get. It don't matter about having that Hall of Fame quarterback. We always end up getting our heart broke because, I don't know, Derek Sharper ain't going to be lined up on 4th and 26 and miss a tackle. Or let Terrell Owens get a catch, if you feel what I'm saying. So I think if I had to push come to shove and I really thought that dude was a difference maker at safety, I would make that trade. And if not, I got to get a safety because that back end, that's the shot caller. That's the person that run our defense. And when we usually win, I'm like I said, I don't care how many Hall of Famers you have out there. We haven't won a Super Bowl without a Pro Bowl safety.
That's true. But that doesn't mean that that's the only way to win a Super Bowl. Thanks for the call, D. And I don't think that you can underestimate a pass rush or a pass rusher in this league. The order of importance for positions in the NFL is the quarterback and guys who chase down quarterbacks. They are one and two in this league because that's how you stop today's high-powered NFL offenses with defenses allowed to do so little with these new rules, especially in the passing game. The way that you stop defenses nowadays is by hitting the quarterback. In a legal way, which even the definition of that, it gets narrower and narrower every day. But I don't think you can overvalue pass rushers in this league, Bart. I don't know about you. And if I'm the Packers, if I'm using assets, money or draft picks or players on this roster to improve my defense, it's going to be to improve the pass rush. I think they did enough to improve the secondary in the offseason. You're not going to have Pro Bowlers at every position. I like both the corners that they drafted this year. I like Kevin King from the draft last year. I like Kentrell Bryce. I think HaHa Clinton Dix is good enough to start for most NFL teams. The place where the Packers are hurting right now and the place where they're weak and the reason that their defense struggles when it does is because they can't get two quarterbacks. It's that simple. It's not HaHa Clinton Dix's fault. A lot of time, HaHa Clinton Dix is missing tackles because he got the runner or the receiver already sliced and diced the front seven, who they don't know how to tackle either. And that's more troubling than a safety who doesn't know how to tackle.
I think if you're going to look at the Earl Thomas question, if you're going to talk about Eric Reed, the pass rush, you got to ask yourself, what is going to cost this team from winning the Super Bowl this year? And if you identify that problem and there's a fix for that problem, then you go and do that. The Packers, and it seems like, it almost seems surreal. The Packers, with Aaron Rodgers, they haven't been to a Super Bowl since 2010.
Mm-hmm.
That is a long time. And you've got the same head coach since then. You have, like, none of the same players. You've got Clay. You've got Aaron. I mean, they've gone through now different regimes since then. So if this is just going to be another year where we really give it our darndest and try to have Aaron Rodgers single-handedly win a game or two in the playoffs to get to the Super Bowl. Oh, that's great. But I love that D brought up Nick Collins, because Nick Collins was as much of a part of that Super Bowl run as anybody.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Nick Collins was one. I know Leroy, who will be here soon, was listed again as a finalist for the Hall of Fame. Nick Collins was on that list. Nick Collins played, what, six seasons? That's how strong – and he's not going to make the Hall of Fame. That's how strong of an impact, though, he had to even be considered. If you can get a guy like that, it will help. I would more rather have a pass rush, but the more you can do this year, you've got the two first-round picks. Draft picks, to me, they are. They're in the future. And draft picks are just trying to get someone that's as good as the guy that you didn't go out and get anyway. Am I knocking down Seattle's door for Earl Thomas? I'm not. But if the situation is there where you can make this team better.
A second and a third or a second and a fourth. Maybe for a second and a fifth. But even that's got to come with an extension. I'm not, and I don't know that I even want to extend Earl Thomas at that price tag at that age. I just don't know, man. I don't think, again, we talked about Jimmy Butler before. I think he's a very good player, just not the right fit, and I'm going to say the same thing about Earl Thomas here. I think he's a very good player. He's got another year or two of high-level football left in him, but I don't think that for what you have to give up for him and for the amount of production that's left in him at this age, I don't think he's the right fit for this Packers organization. I just don't. And they are not an organization who is going to try and win now at all costs like you're asking him to do. Even though you're asking for it, you understand, you realize that that's not realistic, right? That what you're asking for is not going to happen because that's not the way the Packers operate.
A second and a third?
No, the whole win now mentality, even if it costs you down the road.
What if, I mean, they were in on Khalil Mack, though.
An extension. They weren't going to get Khalil Mack without an extension.
How do we know that they wouldn't have done what the Rams were considered to do, thinking of trading for Khalil Mack, flipping him after this year? I mean, that could have been a possibility. I think if in the NFL, more so than any other league, you have to be in win now, because anybody can be good every year. The Browns won their first game in 2 years. Browns fans are thinking Super Bowl. And why not? You tell me they can't win that division? The Cleveland Browns, their defense looks good. Baker Mayfield, if he plays like that every week, why not? Yeah, the Browns have a chance. The Buccaneers are terrible. They're 2-0.
This was just a way for you to bring up Baker Mayfield again.
Oh, my God. This guy last night.
Just turned into John Gruden. This guy.
I was like, I got my wife to watch a little bit of that game last night. When she saw Baker, she thought, oh, he's a cutie.
Uh-huh.
I was disappointed she didn't go farther. Say more.
What?
Tell me how much more you like Baker Mayfield.
Am I allowed to say the word that describes...
Tell me you want to leave me for
him. That's right
what
now.
I wanted to hear from her.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that word on the air. Am I allowed to say that word on the air?
Which one?
That describes what you're being? Hang on.
Why don't you write it down?
I'm going to grab a pen and write it down.
You write it down.
Can I say this?
What's it start with? A C?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that.
Can I say that?
No.
No, I can't.
I think you can, but I wouldn't.
That's what you're being right now, though.
Yeah. No, that's not what that is. That's different.
No, that's exactly what that is.
No, that's different.
No, it is. Baby Tausch, do you know the word that I'm thinking of right now?
I have no idea. I wish I knew. I really do wish I knew. Why don't you just spell it out, and I'll tell you if you can say it on the air.
Spelling. I mean, if I can't say it, I'm certainly not allowed to spell it.
Man,
how about listeners tweet in what they think it is?
I'm gonna write it in Messenger. Is the boss still in there? You said the boss was in studio a second ago. Is he still in there?
No, he's not in here right now.
All right,
listeners can tweet in what they think it is, and if they get it right, the first one to get it right, I'll take the Perkins, and Rami will give you some Beaufort.
Yeah.
I just put it in Messenger.
Not too sure.
But
no, honestly.
But you should not be on the air. You are not qualified.
I'm just not qualified to say. I don't really know.
Yeah.
All right, fine. I won't say it, but that's weird. That's weird that you wanted your wife
So that's the meaning of that word, huh?
No, I think Rami's got it wrong.
No, I think that's the word for a man who watches his significant other with a significant other. Who's into that?
I just like Baker Mayfield. I don't know why it's got to be such a thing. He name dropped. He wore a Christian Yelich jersey to the game last night.
I saw that. That
and name dropped him in the press conference.
Did you see after the game at the press conference?
What's not to like about this guy?
As he walked away from the podium, he said Christian Yelich deserves a win.
But we're not done yet. So don't break the dilly-dilly coolers too hard. Just enjoy it. We deserve it. But at the same time, we're just getting started. And Christian Yelich for NL MVP.
Mayfield for Rodgers. Who says no?
I say no.
Who says no?
If I'm the Packers, I'd say no all day.
I'm with you, Bart.
Don't even start with that.
I'm just asking. I'm just asking a question.
Do you want to open the phone lines?
Mayfield for Rodgers. Who says no?
414.
Well, my wife said no, and that's why I'm so mad.
Oh, man. There's a there's a dude out here who's – he's breaking a Rami Cardinal rule. Baby Taj, guess what?
Oh, my goodness. He doesn't have his dog on a leash.
Yeah. Just here we go. Well, just everybody. Running around. I hope he can hear us on
the
PA. You
calling the police?
He's right. It's fine.
No, it's not. There
I'm
are laws.
Uncomfortable.
There are laws. I'm uncomfortable with it. All right. We'll hit a quick break on the other side.
Now you're being one of those C's.
That's a different kind of C.
Oh, yeah.
That's a different kind
See,
of C.
See, now
that
I know
I'd be.
The meaning of that one.
Oh, a ton of people got it.
Yeah? Okay.
Just follow at 105.7 FM The Fan on Twitter. And
oh, I'm watching it now.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
You're all right.
What are you
You're
watching?
All right. Everyone's
oh
right. Everyone's got it.
That is a category. It's not my category, but it is a category. Speaking of that, Leroy Butler should be out here at Kentish Park momentarily where we are for the 11th annual Walk for Health and Wellness. Bart Winkler in on the show. I think he does deserve to be on the air. I'm Robbie Maklouf. We'll be back with three keys for the Packers D to get a win right after this. It's the Green Gold Best Defense on the Wendy's Big Show on a Pick and Save Football Friday.
It's a Pick and Save Football Friday on The Fan. So, who's going to come up with a big pick? The timely fumble recovery. We'll go around the horn for the big show's best defense prediction. This is the only station Packers fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
It is that time here on the Wendy's Big Show for the Green and Gold Best Defense, where we give you three keys for the Packers D to get a win. I'm Rami Maklouf along with Bart Winkler. We're live out here at Kentish Park for the 11th annual Walk for Health and Wellness for the United Neighborhood Centers of Milwaukee. Leroy Butler should be arriving shortly, and we'll get back to your calls in just one moment about Earl Thomas and whether or not he's worth the asking price that's reportedly out there at 414-799-1250. But three keys for the D, Bart Winkler. I'm a good host, and you're our guest for the afternoon, so who would you or what is your key for the Packers defense on Sunday?
Give me one sack out of Clay Matthews. And one. Or Nick Perry.
Just one.
Just give me one sack from those guys. Show me that they can get home. And I don't think that they – this is kind of cheating a little bit because they can win this game without pressure from these two. But show me that you can do it so that I'm not worried about their pressure against the Bills or the Niners or the Lions or then once we get to a good team after the bye. Packers have a opportunity here to go 5-0-1. That stupid tie. They have an opportunity to go undefeated of sorts into the break. Show me that you can get some pressure in these next couple of weeks, please. I want to see one sack.
From either one of those guys.
Either
Not
one of those
each,
guys.
But from either one, you'll take a sack.
Yeah, how about I remember that Nick Perry's a Packer while watching the football game because I've forgotten each of the last 2 weeks.
That'd be an improvement. Baby Tosh, give me one key for the Packers D on Sunday.
I would say the one key, two turnovers, either a pick and a fumble or two picks. I don't know exactly how many times Alex Smith will turn the ball over, but you can always rip the ball out of AP's hands.
All right, so Baby Tosh says two turnovers. I say just shut down Jordan Reed in the first half because if you can do that, even a one-legged Aaron Rodgers should be able to get you a lead to the point where the most dangerous thing about that Redskins offense, which is their running game, is sort of taken out of the equation. And you can drop people back and if you have a comfortable lead. But the only way that you can do that, because the only way that the Redskins are going to do any serious damage to you through the air, is with Jordan Reed. So shut down Jordan Reed early, let Aaron Rodgers get a nice big lead, and then you don't really have to worry about the running game. So shut Jordan Reed down in the first half, along with two turnovers for Baby Tausch and one sack from either Matthews or Perry for Barth. Those are your three keys for the Packers D. We call it the Green and Gold Best Defense. We'll review on a Green and Gold Monday here on the Wendy's Big Show. Let's get back to your calls at 414-799-1250 asking, would you pay the asking price for Earl Thomas? Do you think he'd be worth it? And again, that asking price, a second-round pick, and probably more, and then you're going to have to give him a contract that is top of value for his position. 414-799-1250, and again, top of value, six-year contract, $13 million a year, $29 million guaranteed, just went to Eric Berry. Let's go to our guy Ty in Philly. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Ty?
What's going on, guys?
You?
Well, I would definitely take Earl Thomas on as a rental for this year. He's definitely not worth the $13 million as far as extending him. But I think he will be worth a second round pick for this year, next year. I think our safety play can be better. I don't think it's like the worst of the worst. I think even if you want to even try to send a first round pick for a guy like Patrick Peterson, it would make the safety play look a little bit more better than what it is. I'm not saying that it's the corner's fault why the safety does look bad, but having a number one shutdown corner will make a big difference with these safeties. But Earl Thomas, I'll give up a second round pick without the extension.
Without the extension. Thanks for the call, Ty. That's a possibility that I didn't even consider when we entered this conversation. That's how absurd that is.
Well,
that
this is the out-of-the-box thinking you get every weekday morning, 6 to 10 on the Fan.
You guys just don't care about draft picks. You guys just flat-out don't care about draft picks.
Well, Rami, the Packers have been in a situation for the last 25 years.
Again.
Where they've been good consistently. They're not a team that has to rely on a complete draft pick rebuild every year. They're
That's why they've been consistently good. Because, they haven't just thrown away draft picks.
All right, Dr. Draft Pick. Bart, slipping.
Wow, that was impressive.
Hey, when I do the big show, I also do the morning
show.
Yeah,
you're going on your 7th hour broadcast.
Rami does the morning show and gets to nap all day.
Let me know next time you're going to do that so I can make sure that we have everything queued up for you.
I was just defending you and saying you're going into your 7th hour broadcast. You had to attack me. I didn't do anything to
you. The Packers team.
Uh-huh.
With Khalil Mack.
Yes.
Super Bowl favorite?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
But the Packers with Earl Thomas, not that much better.
No, they're better.
Not that much better.
They're better.
Still
I don't make
have a
them
pass
the clear-cut Super Bowl favorite.
Earl Thomas ain't Superman. If the quarterback has 5 seconds to throw the ball, Earl Thomas can't do anything about that. He might tackle a little bit better when they run through the Swiss cheese front seven. That seems to be the case sometimes.
Why I bring up Khalil Mack for the 30th time this afternoon for some reason is because when Khalil Mack got traded to the Bears, I think he made a possibly 8-8 max team, possibly a 10-6 max team.
I agree.
But they're certainly not a Super Bowl favorite. The Packers with him would have gone from Super Bowl contender to Super Bowl favorite, and to do that, you'd have to give up some draft picks. So if you're gonna give up next year's picks for the opportunity to be a Super Bowl favorite this current year at a Packer team that for years has been one or two guys away, if you can get that guy, go get that guy.
Even if you're the favorite, that doesn't mean you're going to win it. That just means it looks like you're going to win it on paper. And if you don't win it, then that trade was a failure.
That's the risk I'm willing to take.
Okay.
I'm willing to take those kind of risks. It's why I was willing to get a deeper start, like a more bona fide stud starting pitcher for the Brewers. I think you got to take the shot.
We did a topic on the show yesterday that was – I didn't want to bring you up because you get so touchy when we bring you up on the afternoon show.
Because you paint me the wrong way.
No, we don't. But the topic was indirectly pointed at you. I was hoping you'd listen and you'd chime in via Twitter or the phones. And the topic
was – I saw the tweet and threw my phone in the trash.
The topic was, are you ready to give David Stearns credit for the starting staff that he's put together that is – at number two on the list of reasons that the Brewers have been in contention for a playoff spot for 2 years and are on the verge of guaranteeing at least a wild card is that starting staff. For all the moaning and groaning that you and others did when David Stearns didn't add a pitcher or a big-name pitcher in the offseason or at the trade deadline, For the second year in a row, the starting pitching is a big reason why the Brewers are where they are. Just admit you were wrong. Just admit you were wrong when it comes to David Stearns and his approach to the starting staff.
David Stearns in the offseason gets an A-plus from me.
The starting staff.
Kane Yelich, mm-hmm. but then Miley and Chacin.
Yes.
A-plus.
Yes.
Then he did not go get a guy at the All-Star break.
Didn't need to.
Because he eventually got Gio Gonzalez.
But Gio Gonzalez wasn't that guy that you were asking for.
I was asking for a good start. Now, I'm asking for a frontline ace.
Gio Gonzalez
I'm asking
was,
for Jake
yeah,
DeGrom.
Exactly.
And, I'm asking for guys that aren't available.
And Gio Gonzalez wasn't that. Gio Gonzalez was damaged goods.
They're
with
not
the
available.
Washington Nationals.
I don't think I can be totally willing to admit I was wrong about this starting pitching thing because my whole thing on the starting pitching was in the playoffs, you're going to need guys to go toe to toe with the guys that these other teams have. Do we have a guy on the Brewers that can match John Lester? Do we have a guy that can match Clayton Kershaw? I don't think we do. So until they get one of those guys, I don't think the Brewers are going to win the World Series. Could they win a World Series without him?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
And then is everybody going to want me to say, oh, you were wrong? Fine. They'll be World Series champions. I'll be wrong about everything if that's the case.
They're World Series contenders, as is. And that's all you can ask
for. Well, because the NL is such a wild card.
Right.
I just think that.
And because of the way the team is structured and the importance of bullpens in the playoffs.
I can't answer that question until I see how they perform in the playoffs. Mm. I know that smells like a cop-out, probably because it is, but I can't until they get to the playoffs and I see what the matchups are like then.
All right, back to Earl Thomas. Let's get in Aaron in Glendale. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'll take a step back from the other day, Rami. I'm a Packer fan, and I had to draft Jordan Howard. I do feel a little bit dirty about it, but my friend says you play fantasy football with your brain, not your heart. As far as Earl Thomas, he's a good player, but I think he's towards the end of his career and not the difference maker he would be. Khalil Mack maybe have been a different deal, but I think that would have came back to haunt the Packers in the future. I believe if Bart was the GM of the Packers, in 3 years they'd have no picks, a bunch of old men with bad contracts, and they would not be competing 3 years from now. I believe the way they do it now, they'll still be competing till the end of a Rodgers contract. Keys for defense this week. I like you with Jordan Reed, but we also got to stop Chris Thompson, get them off on third down, make Alex Smith try to throw to wide receivers to beat us. Thanks for your time, guys. Have a great afternoon.
How old is he, 29? Since when is this so old?
In the NFL?
When is this so old, 29?
He's passing his prime. He's
Randall Cobb, all offseason, everybody wanted to trade him and cut him because he was too old. Dude's 28. He's not old. These guys are not old. If I was the GM, guess what? I'm the owner. I'm an owner of this team. And it'd be nice if they listened to what I had to say for once, because then maybe we'd get a Super Bowl championship.
Why are you standing up? Are you flexing on me?
All y'all say two Super Bowls.
He's pointing at people out
say
here.
Say two Super Bowls.
Nobody out here is arguing with you except for me. You don't have to point at our guests here at Kentish Park.
All y'all say two Super Bowls in 25 years isn't enough. Y'all say it.
I don't say it.
I'm trying to get you a third.
I don't say it.
That's what I'm trying to do. The Packers are going to be bad. Someday in our lifetimes, guess what? They're going to be bad again.
That's probably the reality of things, yes.
Because they're not going to have a Brett Favre, or they're not going to have an Aaron Rodgers. So why are we stockpiling draft picks? To make a weekend in April more fun and we can have a couple drinks, man?
No.
I want a Super Bowl while we got the means and the tickets to get us to a Super Bowl. So if I trade a second round and a third round pick for 1 year of Earl Thomas, is that going to sink the franchise? Is that going to be a bunch of old men running around? Earl Thomas, 29 years old. Give me the guys that are going to win me a Super Bowl, I'll worry about next year.
You know how old 29 is in the NFL. I don't know why you're literally standing here. Not sitting. Standing here pretending like you don't. You know how old 29 is in the
Rodgers
NFL.
Rodgers is 36. Nobody's worried about his age.
Quarterbacks aren't allowed to get hit. The safety position is a very physical position. Safeties, running backs, wide receivers. When you get to 30, your athleticism starts to drop off. Your body can't take the beating that it used to, and your production will dip. He's going to be on the decline within a year or two if he's not already.
And I never said get him to a long-term deal. Get him while he is in his prime. Get him now. I want a Super Bowl. Every argument I ever come back to is that I want a Super Bowl.
Everybody wants a Super Bowl.
Then why do people get so mad at me because I want one?
Because your way of getting one is dangerous.
Then let's do the way where we never get one. Let's do that way. Let's do the way where we don't get one. Let's do the way where we lose on a defensive failure in the divisional round game and are scratching our heads again.
The way that they've done that, have done it, has given them, has put, had them in contention for Super Bowls for 25 years, and that's the best way to do it.
Let's wake up in a January Monday morning where we don't even want to listen to our favorite radio station, 105.7 FM The Fan, because we don't want to hear more about such a painful loss. Let's do it that way again.
No, they listen more when they're mad. You know that.
the Super Bowl?
Yeah, it's...
Not the Super Bowl. The NFC Championship game against Seattle?
Yeah.
I was a producer on this show.
On the big show?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at you climbing that ladder.
I didn't come in until Wednesday. I was supposed to come in on that Monday. I called in sick.
Are you kidding me?
I couldn't talk about it.
Are you kidding me?
No. I couldn't talk about it.
What excuse did you give?
I don't know. What excuse do you always use?
I don't use excuses. If I can be here, I'm here, man. I love my
job. I had a migraine Monday.
I've never, ever faked sick. Never, ever once faked sick in all the time that I've had this job. What did you – really? You called in sick?
I don't want to hear you guys talk about
that. And you weren't sick?
I was devastated.
That's what we do.
I wasn't ready for
it. That's what we do. That's part of the job. We're therapy.
Wasn't ready for it. I needed therapy.
Oh, man.
But you should not be on the air. You are not qualified.
I agree with JT now. I agree with JT the Brick. That was JT the Brick, right?
No, that's
That's Mad Dog.
Yeah, Mad
Dog. Oh, Mad Dog. Okay. I mix those two guys up every once. Mad Dog is one who still...
Do you have what Rock said about me?
Rock, Bill Schroeder?
Winkler having his problems tonight.
The human honey glazed ham with
that's the other guy. That's the other one in the morning. We'll hit a quick break on the other side. Tom Kesnick, the godfather of fantasy football, is going to take your questions. 414-799-1250. Tweet those questions at 105.7 FM The Fan with the hashtag Big Fantasy, and the godfather is going to take your questions for a hat. That's the third dog I've seen out here without a leash. Is this a dog park? Did I not realize I was coming to a dog park today and people could just run around with their dogs off leash? Did I miss something? Actually, I'm looking at a sign right now that says dogs must be leashed. Apparently that rule doesn't apply to that guy or guy or the girl that I saw earlier. Why do people feel like there are laws that don't apply to them? Now I'm going to stand up in anger like Bard Winkler did. Put your dog on a damn leash and you can hear me coming through the speakers, and yeah, I'm talking to you. Wendy's Big Show will be right back with the godfather of fantasy football, Tom Kesnick, right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.